Okay, Eamon, your thoughts after that?
Typical intermediate cup semi-final. Everything was fought for. Every ball was fought for. Every tackle was, you know, nobody shirked their responsibilities. So, you know, just a typical match of intermediate semi-final, and unfortunately we didn't get a result, but that doesn't worry me. As you know, I have no fears of going to Dublin, but probably maybe losing one of our better players is a serious blow. But now it's up to whoever's in the panel now to step in and take over.
Yeah, and what you're referring to there is the incident right at the end of the game, Eamon. It's so disappointing to see that happen, and Paddy O'Rafferty's probably facing a lengthy layoff now.
He probably is. He just lost it for that brief few seconds. It's disappointing. You know, again, I suppose Paddy's first year with us, as I tried to explain to them in the dressing room there now, you're not playing in any Mickey Mouse Cup anymore. You're playing in the second biggest cup in Ireland, and you know that's the way games are going to be. You have to see them out, and you have to give everything you have. And you know, if the result goes your way, well, then it goes your way. If it doesn't, you know, that's okay as well. But you know, it's just disappointing.
Yeah. Well, looking back over the game and over the 90 minutes, it was a very even contest. But at times during that tie, Letterkenny Rovers were well on top and were just did everything really but find the opening goal.
Yeah, I thought maybe the last 15 minutes of the first half we struggled a little bit. We sorted it out at half time. We came out in the second half. I thought our display was good enough. Again, I can't fault the players for their effort or anything else. You know, we came up against a good side. We're a good side, and you know that's football. And you know, to me, it's the kick of a ball is going to be between those two sides when it happens, and hopefully in Dublin we come out in the right end of it.
Yeah, because the suggestion had been going into today's tie that you were meeting probably one of the best teams in the competition, but Letterkenny Rovers more than matched them today and can go to Dublin with plenty of confidence.
Yeah, definitely. It was away back in the earlier parts of this cup that they were talking about, Fairhouse Clover. So, you know, we have nothing to fear. There's no doubt about that. It's going to be a very, very tight contest. It's going to go to the wire. And, you know, as long as we're up for it and stay in it, we'll be okay.